This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3, coming to you from north of the 45th parallel, from Onaway, Michigan, at the 211 Bar and Grill. We're learning a lot. This morning I'm joined by Shasta from Old World Olive Press. How are you, Shasta?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Looking good today.
Thank you.
And we have Mad Dog from Mad Dog on Sports from 7:30 in Lansing. Welcome back, Mad Dog.
Thank you very much.
Thanks so much for making the trek up here. It's great to have an experienced pro like you on our little hobby show.
This is God's country here. I mean, last night you couldn't see it, but you walk out of the restaurant here at 211, Matt's facility. He's a proprietor. You're going to speak to him. And right there is the Onaway State Park.
Isn't that neat?
It's pretty incredible.
That is so cool. I mean, the highway just, like, ends. I wonder how many people
drive right into it. But then they say, hey, you know what? We got to go see Matt because they got great food here and it's a great facility and we're going to go see him and take care of business.
Because our car doesn't run now because we ran into the park. We get more business that way. Morning, Matt. We are talking. We're step right up here. Matt and Barb own the 211 Bar and Grill. And thanks so much for having us. He's had us up here to just kind of celebrate the sturgeon.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure. You guys are awesome, man. Good morning there, Shasta.
Good morning.
Yeah.
Dog, good morning.
Thank you.
Bob.
So you've owned this place only several years now. You brought it back from death.
Yeah, it was closed for 3 years, and we revived it and opened up Father's Day weekend. And
what year?
This past year here.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow. So it looks like it's been around forever.
Or whatever, yeah.
It's a very cool facility. I'll try and describe to you what we're seeing, but it's a very nice place, for one thing. It's not what you might consider, you know, sometimes when you're up north and you just stop down out in the Tule somewhere and you stumble into a bar. It's not one of those. This is a nice facility. It's just decorated very cool. Mad Dog was commenting it was like a museum because
it
there's
is.
So many mounts and so many beautiful stuffed animals. And then Matt has taken the time to get just dozens and dozens of pictures from this area over the last 100 years. I mean, Onaway, what was it known for?
Well, Onaway stirred the world. They had made all the steering wheels, wood steering wheels for Model A's and T's, and they made bicycle rim wheels, and it was a rim factory, so they did all the forestry around here, all evolved into making steering wheels in Onaway, so...
So bicycle rims used to be wooden at one time? Is that
and
the whole tire was wooden?
The actual steering wheel itself back then. So the factory was right here in Onaway, owned by the Lobdale family. It was very well known back in the day. You know?
So there was a lot of logging up here.
A lot of logging.
What was the wood that was used to make those steering wheels?
You know, I'm not sure. I do believe it was all maple, if I ain't mistaken.
Okay.
But
I think you're right.
Yeah. But anyways, there's a lot of ties, a lot of history that goes way back for Onaway, and there's still so many people that come here, just generations and generations always come here, and the 211 is kind of the hangout for Black Lake, you know.
So then did they just slice a log and get a big round log and take a slice out of it and carve it out of that? Is that how you make a wooden steering wheel?
Way before my
time. Get back to us on that, would you?
Yeah, I mean, that's way before I was born. So. Yeah.
Well, anyway, cool facility. It's the 211 Bar and Grill. If you just tuned in, it's the Grillin' Guys on 107.3. We are at the 211 Bar and Grill in Onaway. We're actually just outside of Onaway, about 5 miles. But the Michigan 211 dead ends right into a state park. What do you call that state park?
It's Onaway State Park.
Onaway State Park. And that is then, there's frontage right on Black Lake from the Onaway State Park.
Yep.
What a great place to camp. I'll tell you what, I'm going to be up here camping this summer. You will see me again.
A lot of lakefront campsites on there.
This is a great area.
Yeah, it's good. Good lake, good clean lake. Not very busy lake as far as a lot of traffic. So a lot of people come here because it's peace and quiet and it's a nice lake, you know.
Nice. Well, thanks again so much for having us up here. It's the Sturgeon Festival, and it's Sturgeon Season Unplugged. Actually, they don't even have the Sturgeon Festival anymore, but maybe next year we can kind of work on getting that back just a little bit more. It's the Grillin' Guys' first time up here, and we're actually up here without Jop. I have a partner in the show. His name is Jop, and he couldn't make it because his wife is just recovering from an illness, Jeff's coming out of the hospital, and he's at home listening right now, probably, you know, writing down notes as to how many times I stuttered. And, hey, Job, good morning. But, it's our first time up here, and I'll tell you what, we want to come back. Experience last night, we had a wonderful meal. We had cod and whitefish, and oh, my God.
Singing karaoke, you were singing last night.
Yeah, do you remember that?
No,
You did well.
Actually, yeah. You did well.
I wanted to ask you a few things. My background, my family owned a restaurant in Lansing, DeMarco's, and now it's like Leo's Outpost, and it's somewhat now decorated. The motif that you have here, I want to say a shout out to my cousin Joe DeMarco and Terry DeMarco, because if they were here right now, this would be their facility. They'd come to. This is a great place. You should be very proud of it with your family. It's unbelievable. This was closed for 3 years, but if you come up to the Yonaway area at all, you have to come to the 211. It was established in 1946, and Matt and his wife own it. They have great food, as Bob alluded to, and you should be very proud of this facility. You continue the historic heritage of this community, and it, like I said, it is like a museum that serves alcohol, and it's a great place, great food.
Good times, karaoke.
I mean, it is.
Too. We're smokers, too.
They are. Yeah. They're big smokers. We're going to get into that menu a little bit later.
Half a block down, there's like 60 turkeys in the yard there.
On the way here, yeah.
I got to do a little housekeeping here. This hour is brought to you by Can-Am Dodge on Plainfield Avenue. Right now, you can get a brand new Dodge 211 Dodge Avenger SXT loaded with equipment up to 37 miles per gallon, 100,000 mile warranty, only $15,682 or $189 a month with only $1,000 down, and that's not a lease. I drove up here in a Dodge Journey.
Sweet.
From K&M. 25, 26 miles a gallon. Well, you rode in it last night.
Yeah.
What a vehicle.
It's a great vehicle.
I'm blown away.
I'm going
really big on Dodge. This company's blowing my mind. But anyway, thanks to K&M for sponsoring this hour. It's a grilling, guys. We have lots coming up in the next segment. We're going to get a phone call from a guy named Jop, and he's sitting down on a place called Tower Lake. He might be on a bucket out on the ice, or he could be in his jammies in the living room. So we're going to find out from Jop, and hopefully he's got some Super Bowl ideas, because there is something we haven't talked about yet, and tomorrow there's a real big game going on.
6:30 total leather.
Yeah, that's right. So we're the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We are at the 211 Bar in Onaway on Black Lake. It's Sturgeon Season Unplugged, and we've got much more coming up. Thanks for joining us this morning. We'll be right back.
Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.